Aniara presents The Sahara Syndrome. Book 3 of the Africa Trilogy by Christian Unge. Part 1. In her dream, she heard a woman scream. Dogs barking, metal striking stone.
Meta's eyes flew open and she stared into the darkness. She pulled up the blanket and tried to fall back to sleep, when suddenly a deafening burst of gunfire jolted her fully awake. She rolled onto the floor where she lay shaking on the cold stone in the smell of earth and bleach. Then the door opened, and she saw a pair of boots below black jeans.
"Get up!" bellowed a female voice.
Meta turned around and looked straight into an assault rifle.
"Get dressed."
Meta pushed herself up, sat on the edge of the bed, and tried to gather her thoughts. A minute ago, she'd been asleep under the mosquito net, dreaming about the Ebola center a few hundred meters away.
"Hurry up," said the woman in the doorway, eyes on the corridor.
Several voices could be heard out there. Another woman's scream. Meta thought it might be Giovanna, screaming and swearing in Italian. Then an unfamiliar voice asked for Martin Roekens. Meta pulled on her jeans and shirt, both still damp from the previous evening. She couldn't find any socks, so she just stepped into her sandals.
"Out," said the woman with the assault rifle.
Meta stumbled towards the door. Meta caught the sharp stink of sweat as the woman moved aside and let her through. The woman's face was drenched, her eyes darting back and forth along the corridor. "Let's go." Meta walked towards the mess hall on unsteady legs. Several times she had to brace herself against the cold, damp stone of the corridor wall. Her thoughts were racing. Sierra Leonean soldiers? But why act like this? The woman didn't look African, more Middle Eastern. Robbers, perhaps? More shots sounded, and she dropped low instinctively, crouching on the floor. The woman grabbed her shirt, forcefully hauled her upright, and shoved her forward. Meta inhaled deeply. Her chest was bursting. Air. Need more air. In the mess hall, she was forced into a chair and her hands were bound tight in front of her. Giovanna, Bee, Patrick, and Mika were already there. Meta tried to slow her breathing, to bring the racing pulse down, when she saw Martin enter from his bedroom. He managed to reach out and grab an empty 1-liter beer bottle from the stove, smashed it straight into one of the kidnappers' heads, then threw himself towards the exit. Just outside in the doorway, one of the women raised her assault rifle and clubbed him over the head. He fell without control, one leg caught between two broken boards, and slid face down to the floor where the broken glass from the bottle lay. Meta imagined deep lacerations across his entire face. A shock ran down her spine, and she instinctively tried to rise to help him, but two firm hands pressed her back into the chair. "Sit!" one of the women screamed, rifle raised. "All of you!" Martin moved and Meta could breathe again. Blood ran hard from somewhere high on his scalp, threading through his salt and pepper hair and down his cheek, which was covered in bleeding, superficial cuts. The same woman who had struck Martin down threw him a tea towel from the kitchen, which he pressed against the wounds. Beside her, she heard Patrick whisper, his breath thick, "We have to do something." "Sit still," Meta whispered. "Can't you see the guns?"
"We have to try to escape. Where are the guards?"
"Dead," Giovanna said tightly from her other side. The kidnappers were gathering things from the house, working methodically and quickly in silence.
"Now," Patrick whispered desperately.
His girlfriend Bee sat rocking back and forth, dumb with fear. Meta caught the smell of urine but didn't look down. "Keep still," she hissed. "Up!" one of the kidnappers barked, gesturing with his rifle towards the exit. Mika went first. Everyone stood and followed. Walking behind Patrick, Meta saw blood on his wrists in the light from the overhead lamp. The rope hung slack. He must have worked it free from his wrists, clearly thinking that now was the chance to do something.
"Don't," Meta whispered, but Patrick ignored her. Outside, it was pitch black. Only the strip of path was lit by the light from